This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to recognize the undeniable cultural influence of Black musicians, composers, singers, and songwriters. From folk music to rock and roll, jazz, and more, Black culture has shaped almost every genre of music that exists today. Join State Farm in celebrating this month and beyond. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Richard, appreciate you making some time for us. I'm sure you heard Sam Pittman's comments yesterday about the three potential recruiting cycles, something that's being debated right now. What were your thoughts on kind of what he had said and the potential for seniors to really forego their senior year of high school football?
Yeah, that's pretty alarming. I think that's the concern with the June signing period. I think they're supposed to be, the athletic director is supposed to be voting on that this week, I think. That's, you know, if you talk to high school coaches, they're not too keen on kids signing before their senior year. Several reasons. Number one, the motivation of, you know, playing and trying to impress and trying to, you know, just let the college coaches know that, you know, you're this quality prospect. Well, if you're already signed, you know, some kids may lose that motivation. And then, you know, Buck James had a good point, you know, wrote about this on Sunday. You know, a guy signs, say, in June, and he's already focused on NIL deals during a senior year season. So, and then guys opting out of their senior season, like you said. I don't know. There's a lot of really unknowns. You really wouldn't know until it happened and see if any of these concerns would come true. But there are definitely some possibilities, you know, that you have to consider. And I just think that I get, you know, college coaches wanting to wrap everything up before the season. I get that, but at the same time, these kids, a lot of times, it seems like they're trying to make the decision a little quicker than what they should.
In your opinion, though, what would best serve the student athlete? What would be best for the high school kid? An early signing period in June or sometime in the summer, maybe as late as early August, or to keep things the way they are now? What's best for the kid themselves and taking the school's worries and concerns over trouble they don't have yet out of it?
You know, something that I heard a couple of months ago, and it's not being thrown around, you know, in the media or you know, by the NCAA or coaches, but I'd heard that there was a possibility of, excuse me, of starting a sign-in period, say, in August, and it would run all the way to December. If a kid, say, in the middle of his season wanted to sign, he could sign. That's also maybe a little too early, in my opinion. But it's just I don't know, man. there's a lot to think about. I would table everything right now and just hold off and consider all this a little bit longer before just jumping in and doing it all of a sudden. I mean, they're supposedly talking about it far as in June now, you know, this June. So I just think it's being rush. And I'm not so sure that we truly know, but I just tend to think that it's being rushed too quickly.
Talking with Richard Davenport, Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Whole Hog Sports, McCarty Daniel Hotline. So on that note, Richard, does it pass?
You know, it depends on what the coaches are telling the ADs. And if the ADs are the ones voting, and I mean, they're going to probably go by what the college coaches want. But at the same time, I think if you're a college coach, you got to listen to the high school coaches. I mean, a lot of guys that are in college right now coaching started in the high school ranks, and they can kind of sympathize with the high school coaches. So I tend to think that they'll go ahead and pass it, but at the same time, I hope the college coaches also listen to the high school coaches.
Speaking of high school, tell us about Kellen Jones and Branson Hittman, some of the guys that you've written about recently.
Yeah, Jones is 6'5", 320 from Coffeyville, Kansas, not the junior college, but the local high school. He visited Arkansas January the 27th, got an offer from Coach Pittman, and it looks like he may visit during his spring break next week, and then he said he's going to come back in June for an official visit. He's going to also visit Texas Tech and Penn State, or two other schools that he wants to visit officially, but you know, you hear Coach Mateos and his name mentioned quite a lot by the recruits, and just talking about the relationships that they have with him and how often he's in contact with him, and you hear that from a lot of the guys that he's recruiting. So that tells you that he's working his butt off trying to get kids on campus, and then it's paying off.
Richard, Ty was mentioning earlier part of what Sam Pittman shed light on. Andrew Chamblee was one of a couple of players no longer on the roster. He didn't elaborate, but is there any daylight you can shed on that matter, and what's the next step maybe for Andrew Chamblee?
Yeah, what he said as far as losing his love for the game, from what I can gather, that is definitely that is true. And I'm aware that Andrew posted something on Instagram yesterday saying not done yet or something. I mean, I'm not sure exactly, but at this time I don't expect him back. But at the same time, you know, when you're away from football a little bit, you may be a little burned out. Maybe you get that, you know, desire to play again. Maybe he'll do that. I don't know, between now and next season. But right now I think you know, Andrew's an excellent student. He's a guy that you know, has a lot going for him other than football, and has his sights set on the big things outside of football. So it wouldn't shock me that he decides to just be a regular student, like Coach Pittman says, and be a long term student and not play football.
Where does that leave Arkansas, you know, numbers wise, and how does that change the dynamics on the offensive line?
Well, it does definitely change. I mean, because he had some experience, and he was open, another year of the off season and development, that he would be able to progress and play in the fall, and he's definitely got the potential to be a top-tier SEC lineman. But, if you don't have that love and that desire, I mean, that's obviously, mm-hmm. A big part of that. But I think they're sitting at, I think, at 13 right now. Scholarship guys on the offensive line, you like about 15 to 17. And I think Sam kind of hit on that they're going to be looking for a couple more probably in the portal. And you have Branson Hickman, the SMU center, that's going to be coming in on Friday and making an official visit I think Arkansas is in good shape with him. He does plans to make some other official visits and then make a decision probably in April. But I think probably him, if you can, you know, get him on board and maybe another offensive tackle, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, Pittman also mentioned center, linebacker, and was asked about D tackle too. So those are some of the kind of the position groups they're looking
definitely
for.
Definitely linebacker. Yeah, definitely linebacker because the numbers are low there too at far as scholarships.
Richard, Tommy asked you about Andrew Shambly. Jashad Stewart also mentioned not being on the team. I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, assuming that had to do with maybe the arrest late in the off season.
Yeah, I mean that's when he got suspended, and I don't know all the details, but obviously the allegations are quite concerning. So I guess that Coach Pittman, you know, checked into it and decided that it was best that he not be part of the team, which obviously he played quite a bit last year and previous years, and you know, he would have been an upperclassman, so that kind of hurts. But at the same time, you got to make a stand.
Last thing before we let you go, one basketball question. So the guys that were listed for walking on senior night tonight, last game in Bud Walton Arena, I think the majority of them are out of eligibility. I think Dennis J. Harris has another year. Also, Devo Davis has another year, but he's walking. Does that lead you to believe that this will be Devontae Davis's final home game as an Arkansas Razorback?
I think so. I just tend to think that he's probably ready to go, you know, to the next chapter. I can't say 100%, but I would tend to think that's probably his plan. But, you know, I guess we'll eventually see.
All right. We'll leave it there. Richard, appreciate the time. We'll do it next week.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right, Richard Davenport and all of our guests join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. 6 locations in Springdale and Bentonville. A good deal is never too far away. Always online at McLartyDaniel.com.
So you mentioned the Andrew Shambly thing. Here is Sam Pittman's full explanation of not just the Andrew Shambly stuff, but the other injuries that they're currently dealing with and guys that are back this offseason.
Maury Wiggins had cartilage trimmed, so I don't know that he'll be able to go Thursday, Friday. He may be back on Sunday. Tyrus Washington will be able to catch some passes after spring break. You know, he'll probably miss totally the first 5 days. We just got to make sure he doesn't go on the ground with that shoulder. But he's coming along. He's ahead of schedule with that shoulder. We need to be really smart with him this spring. Andrew Chambly just lost the love for the game and decided to start his college as a regular student career. Missouri Madison had a scooter accident, and he tore his ACL. And that was maybe 2 or 3 days ago, maybe 4 days, maybe last week. Just hit a curve and put his leg out straight, and then ACL couldn't handle that pressure. It's a shame because he's really a talented guy, and, you know, he'll get stronger and bigger in those things, and he'll be back. As you know, an ACL injury takes a while, so he probably won't be back till either the end of this season, maybe get prepared, maybe in a bowl situation, or come back next spring.
Of all the ways to tear your ACL, being on a scooter is typically not one that happens.
Well, I mean, but we all worry about being injured while playing, but there's a million ways to hurt yourself. I mean, you know, and maybe the odds are better one thing versus the other. I get that, but the idea that we can just all walk around and be a part of society and avoid injury. I mean, you wouldn't think sticking your leg out would do that. And I don't know how fast the scooter is going. Don't know anything about it. We're learning about this. But, yeah, you can see how that happened. But my point is we always let's not play in the bowl game. Let's opt out of our senior season. Let's do this. Let's worry about all these things that might happen. No one says, well, you know, you really shouldn't ride that scooter. You could tear your ACL up. No one ever says that.
You know, with all the NIL money these players are getting, that should be – you know, one of the requirements is you kind of take it easy for a little bit, at least while you're...
You ever tried to park on that campus up there?
Yes.
I can tell you about it.
It's not fun.
That's why the scooter is the convenience. Yes. It's not necessarily a boating.
Oh, I didn't think about that. He's probably using that.
Yeah, the scooter is to get you around.
I thought he was just messing around on a scooter.
No.
This is so parking at the U of A is as worse as it's ever been. You got 30,000 plus students for a campus that shouldn't have more than 20, but they'll take 10,000 other checks in this situation. And the scooter access, like Tommy talking about, the parking lots for cars are always filled, but the scooter lots are easy accessible and they're closer to classrooms. So that's why so many more students
park at the front door in some place.
Yeah. The scooter is the best investment. If you have a daughter, son, niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter, it's the best investment you can ever make for them at the University of Arkansas.
You have to have a scooter permit there like you do?
Yeah, $65.
Oh, that's so, all. Huh?
Well, it's better than the
who gets that
I want to say the U of A.
Yeah,
it's better than the.
What's a parking permit?
Like 600 something.
Yeah,
and
that was stupid.
And that was when I was in school, so it's gone up probably exponentially since. The best investment. If you have one of those kiddos, I would make it if you trust them in that situation. My dad made me wear a helmet because one of my brother's friends passed away due to a motorcycle accident his sophomore year, and I kind of.
Did you always wear it? Did you listen to dad's instructions?
I actually did.
That might be what's leading to this receding hairline.
It could be. Yeah,
that helmet head.
I asked about it. I got some
post you made.
I've got some messages about that yesterday. That's a beef of mine this morning, along with my sleep apnea that I just can't fall. I woke up 4 times last night.
How do you know it's sleep apnea?
Isn't that just the term when you can't fall asleep?
No. That's insomnia.
Insomnia. Same thing.
No, it's not the same. It is not the same thing at all.
Tomato, potato, same
thing. No, it's not.
So
about as similar as a tomato and a potato.
Get a mouth guard to help with that.
So what is the explain to me the difference for
sleep apnea is when your air passage shuts off and you are not breathing.
Okay,
in your
sleep,
and then you wake yourself up. In generally heavy snorers have sleep apnea.
Okay.
And then you go to the doctor and you get one of those mask that you wear at night to get a good oxygen flow, which I hear are amazing. Insomnia is a whole different animal.
My father snores like a chainsaw, and it's really funny. I'm assuming that's hereditary. Maybe it's not. Most of the time when I've crashed or been told by someone, I don't snore. So that's a good sign, at least at 29, but that's to come. But insomnia, it drives me insane. Like, I go to bed now. I try to go to bed between 8 and 8:30 every night, because that 3:30 alarm comes a lot quicker in the morning. And when you do that, there's intent behind it that you get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up 4 or 5 times, it is definitely a beef.
Melatonin,
baby.
Wednesday. Take the melatonin gummy.
It doesn't work. I have those. I have melatonin. I have one other thing. It doesn't.
Up the dosage.
It doesn't work for me. And I still wake up at this point. And again, as I've aged, I've had to go to the bathroom more at night, which is frustrating.
You're way too young for that problem.
Well, it's a problem that I'm dealing with, the sleep apnea. But I got some recommendations I got a biotin recommendation, which, do you know what biotin is?
No.
Apparently it's a natural supplement that helps increase hair.
Like a mouthpiece.
No, for hair, Christian. For hair.
Mouthpiece,
For sleep apnea.
No, I was thinking. You're supposed to go along with me there, Chris.
No, to help increase it.
we were going to convince him there was a mouthpiece to grow hair.
To help grow hair.
Come on, man. Pick it up.
I would ball it. I have a few Morning Rush listeners that said embrace the balding. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Some said to go on a carnivore diet. Some suggested HIMS, which I know.
Carnivore diet.
Yeah, which I know is playing on ESPN nationally. And there's a dermatologist rec that I was also told to go about and get prescribed to. But I don't know if I want to go the prescription route at this point. Not going
to
shave.
I need to do something quick. It's getting worse by
the day.
That's
just not funny. That's like me calling you
worse.
That's like me calling you fat. That's just not funny.
I embrace it. I am.
There's
I mean, what's the problem?
There's other aspects
okay.
I don't mind getting make fun of. I just don't like.
You don't think you're going to hurt my feelings,
and
I asked
my father, I was like, Dad, what did you do about, because he has a good chunk of hair, but it's also like half bald, half hair. And he's like, I don't care. I was like, well, I kind of care. Like, I kind of want to keep this hair at this
point. You have a good chunk of hair.
Yeah.
But it's fallen out over the last 30 days, it looks like.
At this point, so.
Okay. How much do you spend monthly on unclogging your shower drain?
My roommate's is the one that's clogged up because he's had to deal with that to that point.
Maybe we get Joe Buck on the phone. We'll find out where he got his hair plugs.
Yeah, he spent a lot of money. Didn't he like miss a game? He got. Remember that story that came out that he got hair plugs and he lost his voice.
Yeah,
like the
from
next
the
day.
Anesthesia or
is
something?
That what it was? Yeah. Gosh, that would terrify me.
How would you like to you wake up, you can't talk, and that's how you make your living because you were worried about hair plugs when you're on camera? How much is Joe Buck on camera in a game? 4 minutes, maybe total.
Well, we're on camera maybe. Now. We're on camera now.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that streaming on the internet on YouTube is quite the same as being on the Super Bowl. Maybe,
I don't know.
But,
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe. I'm not aware.
The we're up like four or five times the amount of our usual viewers this morning.
Well, it's because I'm back. I mean, I wasn't here yesterday, and clearly the numbers tank. Well, I'm back today, and we got four times the audience.
It hasn't dropped at all.
If you think it's coincidence, then go ahead and think that, you know.
Yeah, I you were here.
You wait till Clay comes on later. That number's really going up.
They're really going to rise at this point.
You don't need me to take any more days off for golf, beers, and baseball.
I'll just take all the days off from here on out.
I don't know that the servers can handle it.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, can you imagine what the numbers would be if it was just me and Chuck? Holy moly.
They'd go through the roof at this point. Chuck's too afraid.
On camera. Yeah.
Chuck's too afraid to be on camera.
We're both afraid to do too much, all the work. We see you do all the work.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Robbie says, don't confuse the blue pills for the hair. I'll try not to do that at one point. I'm scared if I ever take one of those ED pills that I won't be able to get rid of the side effects. Or not side effects, the actual effects. It's what's supposed to be. Big Mike says,
that's your concern.
Yeah, that's my concern. Your age peeing at night. You need to get your prostate checked in case.
You're 29. You shouldn't be having it. I'm 48 and I don't have
the
problem.
I wake up all the time and do.
I do too.
Oh, I don't know why. Let's see. I'm just cycling.
I mean, that comes with age, but I don't. I mean, I'm 48 and don't have that.
We got a text from a doctor, Dr. Tyler in Fayetteville this morning. Said, in all seriousness, if you're having to get up in the middle of the night at your age and go pee, you're losing your hair. You may want to go see a doctor.
Exactly.
I had my. I can't remember if I've had my yearly checkup with Dr. Kelly.
You can't remember? That would be a no then.
What is it? March? No, I haven't had. I think I usually do that in the summer. I didn't. All my stuff came back good last time. Disappointed sports fan on the McCarty Daniel hotline. No hair and no girlfriend. Wow. Tough. Justin Nutt from the Delph started a GoFundMe for Ty's hair transplant.
Yeah,
my old roommate's going to, he's completely bald and he's going to go to Turkey and get his hair back.
Maybe the people that do those adopt a pet commercials that make you so, we can do one like that for just $9 a month. You can help Ty with his hair transplant procedure. You know, we'll get like one of these really sad show a puppy dog. You holding a puppy dog with his balding, receding hairline. Yeah, I mean, I think we could make this work. Radio broadcast advertising is an effective way to raise that money, Ty.
I think it would. We'd be able to raise some funds on that. And any time that I don't have to pay for something that benefits me, I'm 100% okay with it.
Disappointed sports fan. No hair, no girlfriend. You left out no golf game either.
Yeah, I mean, golf game.
Golf game's pretty weak too.
It's been better.
We broke 100 yet?
No.
Okay.
Hog Mafia.
Get back to me then.
It's better though. I didn't say it was great. It's better. Hog Mafia sits at 56. Rarely does he get up in the night to go to the restroom. Hog Mafia. I'm going to be honest. It's pretty often for me at this point.
Like I drink one time a night.
It's annoying.
Yeah, one time. Like last night it was twice. But I do drink a lot of water, so maybe that has.
How much is a lot of water?
I mean, you see the
no, I really, I'm not logging your water intake, honestly.
The amount of water bottles that we go through at this company.
I go into dad mode. I just have to keep my mouth shut because I can't tell you how many we throw away that are three quarters full, half full, fourth full. Just like in my house with Coke Zero cans, you pick one up and it's, 2 days old, no fizz, not cold, been sitting there, wasted.
It's not me, man.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they say in my house.
It's not me, man.
And I don't drink very many carbonated drinks.
I'm not going to pin the blame on anyone, but it's not me,
But am I right? Are there bottles left all over this building that are...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
He elaborates on it. He said corn dogs remind him of Baton Rouge, and that place sucks. Well, I'll disagree with both those things. I love corn dogs, and I love Baton Rouge. I don't like LSU. I don't like their fans, but I really do like Baton Rouge.
You can go to certain convenience stores, and they'll have jalapeno cornbread corn dogs.
Yeah.
They have little bits of jalapeno in the breading. Money.
Mason suggests that you should try your pizza rolls in the air fryer tossed in garlic butter. So if you want to amp it up next time.
Sounds healthy.
That's the suggestion.
I'm not a big fan of like the breakfast corn.
I wonder if there's a diet plan that centers around that.
There's got to be some type of healthy butter out there that we just haven't found just yet.
Deep fried, flash frozen, frozen foods dipped in garlic butter. I don't know how you could go wrong.
Moderation, man. That was my doctor's favorite word growing up. It's like everything's okay in moderation.
Mm.
So just do it in moderation. The question is, what's moderation?
Yeah, what is moderation?
Once a week, once a day.
You see, that's assuming The problem, Doc, is you're assuming I have willpower.
Yeah, yeah.
You're assuming I'm in control of like my own functions here.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Also, Popcorn Shrimp has entered the chat from Alan and Alma. That's a good one. Stouffer's Lasagna from JW and Rogers.
That's not bad.
Getting plenty of good text.
You really can't. I mean, my wife can make a great homemade lasagna, but for the money you spend to make homemade lasagna, it's good. But the frozen ones aren't bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference is not enough.
Not that,
I mean, that frozen was pretty good.
Not that different. All right, let's talk to Sterling this morning. He had some thoughts on sleep apnea that we touched on the first hour. Sterling, welcome in.
Guys, that had to be one of the funnest statements I've ever heard in my life.
What's that?
When y'all was talking about when Todd said sleep apnea and insomnia was the same thing. And then he said tomato, like tomato and potato. I mean, I spit my coffee out.
Yeah, you understand why I needed a day off yesterday.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, it was a great bit. Great. It was comedy gold.
Morning Rush Daily question number 2. Should Tommy take the day off again tomorrow?
The guys, let me tell you how bad the sleep apnea can be.
Can kill you.
When you go for a colonoscopy and they tell your wife when she's waiting on you to come out that the colon's fine, but you probably need to get checked out for sleep apnea because can you hear them in there? So apparently I was going to place up at Conway Regional when I was in the recovery room. I guess I was blowing the roof off off the sucker.
You were sawing logs?
I guess it was legendary for them to totally disregard what I came in there for, the test that I came in for, to totally talk about sleep apnea from a guy, from a colon doctor. I don't know the official title of a colon doctor, but but that's what they came up with. If that tell you anything about how bad somebody snoring can be. But Ty, that was hilarious. And yeah, you need to go to the doctor, in all seriousness.
Hey, every
problem for a young man.
All my buddies that have feared having sleep apnea that go and then get that CPAP, you know, get your Top Gun mask to wear at night. they all claim, hey, their sleep is so much better. They feel so much better because they're actually getting oxygen while they sleep.
They
wake up tired.
I have some things already working against me in terms of attracting a mate at some point.
You don't think a CPAP would help close the deal?
I don't think so. Because at some point in our relationship, hopefully post-marriage, we will be sleeping together. And hopefully I just post-marriage. Don't that, I hope that that does not, I just don't think that that is an
hopefully is your problem there. If that's your mindset.
We will. I didn't want to elaborate too much based on the current time we're in, where the kids are driving this morning. But yes, that is, I will look into it at least.
Did you go get the CPAP, Sterling? We still have Sterling?
No,
Sterling's
gone. I think he dipped off.
All right.
It sounds like
Michael in Cave Springs on the McLarty Daniel hotline says he swears by his CPAP and he will never not use it.
Josh says the CPAP is a game changer. It helps the women sleep too. You need that at that point. I don't know if my dad.
I've got some friends that they have husband and wife CPAPs.
I don't know if my dad has one. Like, again, he snores a lot. I think they just have a sound machine in there. Where it's
not,
just like
again, not the same as a CPAP. So.
But I know, but I think he might be a candidate for CPAP.
But just because you snore doesn't mean you have sleep apnea. There's a better chance if you are. But yeah, you ought to maybe have one of them sleep studies done.
I don't. Is that one of those scenes you just go to a doctor's office and you sit or you sleep? Excuse me.
You go in at like 8 o'clock at night and they monitor you sleeping. You get up the next morning and off you go.
So you got to take a day off.
Does our insurance pay for that?
I think so. Yeah.
Is there a copay?
I'm sure there is.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Well, if there is one, we'll figure that out. I'll put that in my expense report if we need to at that point, just because it's for the betterment of my health and the betterment of this radio station, which is productive, of course.
See what I deal with.
Leads back to that point. All right, let's get back to what Sam Pittman had to say.
Let's see if we can wake up this football program.
Yeah, which is...
This football program needs a CPAP.
Yeah. Bobby Petrino woke up some fans when he was hired, and Coach Pittman got asked about him again yesterday. Here's what he said in regards to Coach having the ability to not just communicate with the quarterback, which it looks like believes to, but just kind of what he's been up to lately.
Bobby's very organized, and it's his offense, and he's very comfortable with all the call. You know, he went back because I think maybe when it was at A&M, some things, you know, verbiage changed and all that kind of stuff. I said, oh, no. I want it to come singing out of your mouth what you do, and you just put it in like you want it in, and then, you know, I'll figure out the verbiage of it. He's doing great, and the guys that have come in have really bought into it. I think the wideouts are really excited about, well, the entire offense are very excited about Coach Petrino running the show.
Here's my thoughts, and I know we're 178 days out from Arkansas football playing UAPB. I don't think I'm as going to be able to worry about the offense and their ability to produce points, unlike last year, which they were almost the worst in the SEC. I want to know if these guys can stop anybody on defense. You lost like two big linebackers. You lost, I mean, with Poupaul and Jaheim Thomas. Thomas goes to Wisconsin. Poupaul, you got to play him when he comes back in an Ole Miss uniform. And then Crook and one other guy that you lost, Manny Powell, who I don't know how much he was going to factor in. But I think they're going to be able to score points here and there. I just don't know with the linebackers you lost, the D tackles. I guess your secondary is not too much depleted, but. And I don't know.
It's a reasonable concern.
Yeah. That's the end. And Travis Williams did a good job last year with less than we thought he was going to do. But
dude, the reality is you got a lot of concerns. I mean, everything you're saying is right. And I think linebacker is, you know, obviously, you know, it's not the first time we've ever wondered about depth at linebacker at Arkansas. But, you know, that's a position where you had a lot of portal problems and exits. So, and I don't think we can just assume Bobby Petrino's going to come in here and wave a magic wand and the offense is just going to be, you know, top four in the SEC. So let's not fool ourselves into something that hasn't been reality in other stops that Bobby's made. Now, we all hope that's what the result is, but we just heard Richard Davenport in the last hour, about an hour ago, talk about, you know, with Chamblee leaving, you probably need two more linemen. Sam Pittman talked about that yesterday. So, I mean, this is not a finished product. You certainly don't know who your quarterback's going to be, and who's going to catch all these footballs.
So, in terms of catching, has his back healthy? Ty Washington sounds like he's going to be healthy in a week or two. You've got your tight end, knock on wood, that should be healthy this season. You've got Armstrong back. You've got Satania back. Mm-hmm. You've got Tesla back, who you expect to all make jumps at this point. I don't think I'm as concerned about the pass catching situation as I am some other elements.
I guess I'm concerned about the getting open situation, you know, get open and catch a pass situation.
Yeah. Well, here's what you mentioned a need or two. Here's what kind of Sam Pittman encompass when it comes to transfer needs for Arkansas.
Sheer number-wise, we're going to have some more guys there. Same thing at linebacker, for sure. And I'd like to get another center, if I could, offensively, and see where we're at after spring ball.
So that kind of sums up what Richard spoke to. If you missed that conversation, Bud Light Morning Rush podcast, and you can go back and listen to it on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch as well. All right, back to the sleep apnea stuff, Tommy. Scott and Rogers had some thoughts. By the way, Tyler said it costs $5,000 for a sleep study.
I don't think I'll
be doing that if it's $5,000.
It's not out of your pocket, $5,000.
Well, I hope not.
You know, I hate to interrupt an actual sports conversation on a sports talk radio program to bring back up sleep apnea or whatever. My only point was I've had some of these issues that Ty's talking about at his age. And there's two things. If you do have sleep apnea, it will immediately raise your blood pressure while you're experiencing that, which will then cause you to gather more urine in your bladder, which will then cause you to have to get up and go to the bathroom. Or just an overall high blood pressure issue can also cause you to have to get up abnormally to go to the bathroom. I would very much encourage you to go see your doctor. And most insurance companies nowadays will highly support if you do have sleep apnea and you need a CPAP, because there are multiple
health issues that arrive from sleep apnea uncorrected, including heart, pulmonary, cerebral, your brain damages.
You're
a lot like me. You can't afford to do without.
He has already killed a lot of brain cells already, buddy.
It's not even discussing my rampant alcohol abuse on the weekends, too, Scott.
You bring up a lot of valid concerns here, but I just think it's a guilty conscience. There's something that's keeping him from sleeping. I think there's something heavy on his heart that he feels guilty about. He just needs to figure out what that is.
That he thinks that insomnia is sleep apnea, and how he could be that brain damaged already would confuse and keep most people up at night.
Thanks, Scott.
Potato, tomato. Hey,
potato,
Scott.
Potato, tomato, yeah.
Thanks for calling Ruskin and Zach this morning. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I started saying. I said, I'm not going to go there, but I don't want y'all to turn into Ruskin and Zach. I actually like to hear about sports.
Well, boo sports, as they say.
It was a beef of mine this morning that I couldn't sleep, and I've found out from our listeners, it's insomnia, not sleep apnea, even though I might have sleep apnea that I haven't gotten diagnosed yet, but I'm not going to pay the $5,000 to do a sleep study.
Well, you can do one. My wife had to do one. They just send home this little device deal you hook up. I don't think it's the government. It's probably Mercy or Baptist Health that's actually doing it. But
do they sell that information to the government?
Then they might.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure a specimen like you, they'd really want to analyze that data, you know. But you actually could do the first one at home, and it's hard. Your insurance may fully cover it. I don't know.
Okay. I'll get off. When we get off air, I'll figure out the P's and Q's and see if I have to. Because if I have to spend a dime of my money, I'm out.
Then you're probably insurance, out. Then, you're probably if, out. Today's, if today's, today, today's world of medical coverage, you're probably out then. But, you know, don't spend any of your money. See what happens. See if that receding hairline goes the other way.
That's actually worth it. Just lack of sleep is not. And getting the hairline back on the right and left side of my noggin is actually worth the money and the investment.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Time to get into your hog update, starting with Sam Pittman. What he had to say about Jacoby Criswell and Talen Green. Take a listen to how he described both quarterbacks.
I certainly wish he was, you know, will continue to get more vocal and that those leadership skills by verbally being more vocal. But he's got a strong arm, and it'll be a battle there with those guys. Talen Green's outgoing. He's got a personality. Says what he's thinking, but not too much, if you know what I mean. He's got a lot of respect from him coming in here and from the team, obviously from the coaches, but his work ethic and things of that nature. I think he might have a little advantage on all the guys because he ran a team. So it may come a little bit more natural right now for him than everybody else at this point.
And I know Criswell has been here. I get that. But I still think that Talen Green has the advantage in this matchup, not just because of his measurables, but because of what Coach just said. He's been a starting quarterback, not in major college football. Boise State is, again, not Power 5, but it's closer to what any of these guys have been to this point in time. We had Talen on the show. I thought he was great. If you want to go back and listen to that interview, you can do so at hitthatline.com. Or our Hit That Line podcast network. The first tidbit of that soundbite was about Jacoby Criswell, and it sounds like that Sam Pittman is hoping he becomes a little more vocal and boisterous when it comes to his teammates.
Yeah, and and you can listen to Matt, and we've heard Tyler Wilson talk about this, the command of your voice and the way you command that huddle. That's not just something you step in there and always just have figured out day one with a new team. So, you know, Green's probably going to have maybe an edge in that regard, but you've got to be the guy that can step in and command and control that huddle. Now, do teams huddle as much? No, but you know what I mean. You've got to be able to have a command for the offense, but your voice and the way you call the checks at the line. And I'll be interested to see how some of that changes if they do pass the headsets, the earpiece, and the helmets. Because if you notice in the NFL, they do huddle more as a result of that. So will college football follow, and that voice of the quarterback in a huddle will matter more?
That's what Sam Pittman said, that it's probably he leaned in the idea it's going to pass, and he leaned in the idea, right, and the portal is going to do as well when you listen to him yesterday.
And the two-minute warning, mm-hmm, you might as well just chalk that up as done.
Yep, sounds like it's going to happen. All right,
maybe for not this season, but I would guess these changes, like a two-minute warning, wouldn't take place this coming season, I would guess.
I think it's set to happen like this year, because when he mentioned the recruiting calendar, like, or when Richard got out, when we asked him that this morning, they were talking about, like, they're debating if they're going to start it this in 4 months or 3 months or whatever. Now, that maybe they're separating those two, but I would guess it's trying to get implemented this year.
That's got to be put in a rule book. I mean, there's just things equipment that have to, you know, yeah, the equipment for the, mm-hmm, the headphones. There's things that would have to happen there.
Yeah. So. Text on the McCarty Daniel hotline for Brandon Paris. Will the helmet communication system work in War Memorial?
Half the time.
Yeah. Good way to look at it. You mentioned offense and Bobby Petrino. Arkansas's offense in baseball has not been what you've expected this early. Dave Van Horn mentioned that yesterday, encouraged by what he saw at some points, but they still got some things they got to work on.
I think we're getting there. Offensively, it's like it's here, it's there. Those three guys aren't hitting. We haven't had really a hot lineup, you know, yet. And like I said yesterday, if it takes another 7 or 8 days for that happens, I'm fine with it. I just need to get it rocking before we start conference.
So they have not been great there. Their pitching's been fantastic, starting pitching particularly. You're hoping that improves. I don't want to get to the end of the SEC season, close to postseason, with them still having the struggles that they've had where you can't. I mean, they've had guys get on base, but they have really not done a great job with runners in scoring position for most of the year so far.
My box score go. What are they, 11-2 now? I've set my box score somewhere, but I think that's right. 11-2. I'm not really worried yet about it. Now, get into conference play, start losing a few series because you get 10-2. I'm not ready to be overly concerned with this. And they put 9 runs on the board yesterday. It was a tough game. I mean, there's other things to worry about when you're giving up 7 to UCA, who's a good baseball team, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really good baseball team.
Like I said, 9-7 the final against the Bears yesterday. Final game in Bud Walton Arena tonight. 6 o'clock, SEC Network, DJ Harris, Jeremiah Davenport, LLS, Chandler Lawson, Jalen Graham, Mekhi Mitchell, and Devo Davis all walking. Will Baker torched you last time in Baton Rouge. I would guess that he is going to be a vocal point on the defensive scheming tonight. You also got some other guys you got to deal with. But as long as Baker doesn't go like 4 for 5, like I think he did in Baton Rouge, I think that'll be a much better game tonight.
Final home game. It's obviously been a disappointing season. You need to win this game if you're going to have, you know, any chance of getting out of Wednesday. That's still, I guess, in play, but not without a win tonight.
I don't know if A&M lost or if they played last night or if they play tonight, but in order for Arkansas to be set up, A&M has to lose twice the next 2 games, and you have to win both those games, which Alabama got slaughtered in Gainesville, so maybe they'll still feel that when they come back home to Coleman, or maybe they'll take it out on Arkansas this Saturday. All right, 2 other things real quick in your Hog update. Softball has been canceled for tomorrow due to forecasted inclement weather. And then Darryl Walker, whose team won the OVC regular season title, has been named the OVC Head Coach of the Year. Congrats to the former Razorback, who's done a fantastic job with his team this season.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Clay, a lot of information that Sam Pittman shared with us yesterday, and hopefully we'll get to most of it as we welcome you into the program. If Tommy kind of asked me from the jump what I thought stood out, quarterback battles, just kind of the easy ice cream on top. Maybe something that you noticed yesterday or something you picked up that hasn't been a traditional talking point this last 24 hours.
Well, I guess, you know, always started offensive tackle in – you know, you've got a guy that played a lot of snaps that just elected to give it up, you know, Andrew Shambly. And I, you know, you could tell he wasn't, you know, he wasn't gaining any traction. Like he wasn't locking the position up when he, you know, Devin Manuel was out with injuries last year, and it was his time, and he couldn't do it. And I mean, he couldn't lock it up. I mean, there was always some issues there. So how things develop in the offensive line, and you're right, quarterback is always the number one priority. But I guess just, you know, the development of the offense with Bobby Petrino. And, you know, I'm interested to watch that and how it goes. And see, the thing that's really interesting about that is Jacoby Criswell's been here and actually got in some games. But it's a new offense. It's new verbiage. He's starting from scratch a third time. You know, he had to learn North Carolina's, and he had to learn, you know, Arkansas's, and maybe it's a fourth time. You know, Enos, and then now Bobby Petrino. So we're interested to see that. And you know, allergies are getting me.
Oh, I think everybody's struggling. I know I am.
Yep, I know all the red buds are blooming in my yard and, you know, in my woods. I think there's 19 of them. But it's, that just the development of the offense. We saw some progress in the defense. And, you know, there's so many new players that it's just, you know, it's almost like an overload trying to figure out, okay, who's going to make the impact, what freshman, you know, those linebackers, you know, you've got to roll some new guys in there. And that's got running backs that are new. Who's going to be the bell cow there? You know, it's just this is one of my most fun times is to go out and man, you're going to have a roster when you're watching practice.
Yeah. You mentioned the offensive linemen again and the new players, what you kind of intertwined in the conversation. You got Addison Nichols, Keyshawn Blackstock, Carmona, some of the transfers. And there are think about this, y'all. There are more new Arkansas players than what kind of flower did you say was in your front yard?
Daffodils.
Daffodil. There you said 19.
The red bud is a tree.
Red bud.
Yeah,
my apologies. Yeah, there's more new Arkansas players than red buds around Clay's property. There's 39 new players, Clay, that you have to, as you said, learn each other's names and just kind of.
That was kind of like last
those
year,
three
though,
offensive linemen that you mentioned, along with Demarion Harris, who I think is going to step up finally.
Yeah, Pittman was really high on him yesterday.
Well, I just think it's the. Yeah, everybody wanted him to be a player the day he stepped on campus, kind of like a Sean Andrews, but that's. There is only one Sean Andrews. I mean, I haven't seen another one. Have you, Tommy?
No. Nope.
I mean, it's like you're not young, but you're older. Let's put it that way. You've been around. So how these transfer portal guys do, the three that you mentioned, I think is going to be a big part of how this team rolls next year. And I'm a firm believer that it all starts up front. And if you got to have tackles, and I don't know if these guys are tackles or not, you know. So I trust Sam to get the best five out there, and Eric Mateos. You know, that's another deal. You know, they got three new coaches, and that has to be a good hire. It has to be the signature hire of Sam because it. You know, things just hadn't worked up there. You know, he hired Cody Kennedy, and it just never took off. I don't know if it was Cody's fault. You know, might be just, you know, evaluation, you know, the total sums of the parts just wasn't very good in the offensive line. And you had a few, but it just never in, you know, whether, you know, Latham was hurt last year in August and missed all that practice, but he had a less of a year. So, they've got to improve in the offensive line so that quarterback matters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know what, you know, it's not for me to decide or answer, but we know there's a minimum expectation for this year for, you know, the program under Sam Pittman to continue. I mean, that's the elephant in the room, and they're not going to do it without an effective offensive line. That's got to step forward.
I mean, I think that's the case everywhere. I mean, I think it's – If you go analyze teams in college football, the ones that have an offensive line, they've got a chance to put up some points because the rules are such that you're going to get guys into space. You can't. There's just no way to if you got an offensive line that you can run the ball a little bit, you ought to score 35. And I think that's the standard that you've got to get to if you're going to win SEC games. And Bobby Petrino is the guy that scored 35. I mean, that's his MO. I mean, we're going to score.
But what does he also like to say? What did he tell you early on? What's the game of football about, Clay?
It's about hitting the quarterback and protecting your quarterback.
And not letting yours get hit. And that's been a problem for Arkansas. Just look at the sack numbers. Both ways. You can't let your quarterback get hit. So, you can't have him in a bunch of hurries, and you can't have him to be rolling the pocket out all the time to gimmick your way around it. So, I mean, we know what Bobby Petrino values. You've talked about that often since he was here and since he left.
You know, it was interesting to talk to Ryan Mallett last spring. I did a big piece on him. I mean, it was about a month before he passed. And he told me, he says, I do not understand when a quarterback gets hit. I was like, what do you mean, Ryan? He goes, I didn't get hit. I mean, if you slide the protections right and you know where the hot receiver is, you will not get hit. It is simple as that. And he says, I spent a year learning all of that, you know, as a red shirt, you know, when I got to Arkansas, you know, working with Paul Petrino and Garrett McGee and Bobby Petrino, and says, I never got hit, and I went back and looked at the sack totals when he was quarterback, and they threw a lot, as you know, Tommy and Ty, they threw a lot, but the sacks were minimal. And if you don't have sacks, you don't have lost yardage plays, it really changes the dynamics of what you can do offensively.
Yeah, when you don't get behind the chains, it's a different game. But it also helps when you have a Jarius Wright and a Kobe Hamilton and some of those guys.
Sure it does, yeah. But I think that you probably understand and get a feel when Sam was talking that the transfer quarterback is the, you know, Green is the one that's ahead.
Yeah, and let's start.
He didn't say that, but he just gave you that feeling.
So on that note, Clav said the last couple of days, this is a two quarterback race, right? I mean, I'm excited about the lefty KJ Jackson. I think Malachi Singleton has some stuff, but I mean, is that accurate for me? Like, it's a two quarterback race?
I think we'll know in like 3 or 4 days. And so will they. And that's probably it. Yeah. Well, you know they wouldn't have brought Green in if they didn't think he could play. I mean, that's I'm sure Bobby and Frank Fletcher and Sam, like, this is the guy we want. I mean, it's just like we're going after this guy, and we're putting our money there as opposed to even putting our money on KJ. I'm talking about KJ Jefferson. I mean, that had to have been a decision that they made. So it was probably a, you know, mutual decision. Well, they, you know, they're putting their money over here, and I'm out. You know, maybe he was out all along.
Yeah.
But that's the race to watch. But it just as much left tackle and right tackle, that's the priority. You gotta have a left tackle. I think both these quarterbacks are right-handed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's come back to that. And Chamblee, because you talked about offensive line and him leaving, a guy that's played a lot of snaps. How big an impact is this Chamblee deal and him leaving the team?
If he was locked in as a starter going into spring, he wouldn't have left. I mean, he saw the handwriting on the wall, and you know, when you look in your second or third on the depth chart, and you started 8 or 9 games last year. You know, he knows the coaches are trying to find something else. And hey, they will find something else eventually. They're really good at that. If they decide that that's a place that they need to upgrade. And it is. I mean, it's like,
it's a skill position.
How smart are the three of us? We know it.
Yeah, it's a skill position. Left tackle is a why they pay him a lot of money in the NFL.
No question about it. That's why I said I thought Green was right-handed. But that left tackle, that's a big deal. And I think that they have got enough pieces in the offensive line, and some of those guys that weren't ready last year probably will be ready this year, especially Harris, who I think could have a breakout year. You know, he looked pretty good in the bowl game, but it just never – nothing clicked in spring and then fall camp. You know, it just and some of these guys, it takes them 3 years. You know, they come in and there's a lot of baby fat, and I think that was the case with him. And, I mean, there's not anything wrong with an offensive lineman from high school coming with a little baby fat. That just happens. They're big men. Well, they're big men now. They were big boys when they came in. And that's what you have to do, is you've got to roll them into men. And then when you do, then you got something. And I mean, Dalton Wagner, you know, those guys, they weren't worth much until their last 2 years. So it just takes time.
Basketball tonight, Clay, last game of the season inside of Bud Walnery, unless something crazy happens with the NIT. I know people are wondering about the seniors and who's coming back and decisions that will have to be made. It did not go well against the Tigers in Baton Rouge. What are you expecting out of this team in their final game at home tonight?
Well, I tell you, that's a really good question. When you look back over this season and see how many home games they've lost. Is it 5, 6? What is it? It's a bunch.
Too many.
Yeah, and they haven't played it, well at home. You know, sometimes they play better on the road. I mean, they shot it pretty good at Kentucky, and I thought they played hard. They weren't. We can ask this two ways today. So you watched UCA and Arkansas play yesterday. You wouldn't have taken any player on the UCA team over any player. You know, you wouldn't trade anybody for one of their players. I mean, you just would not. And the same thing goes for Arkansas against Kentucky. You wouldn't have traded any. You wouldn't trade one Arkansas player for if John Calipari says you can have any Arkansas player and you give up one. He wouldn't do it. He'd keep all his. And that's been the case too many times this year. I think there's probably, you know, maybe three or four on the LSU starting that you'd say, well, we'd rather have those guys. Well, that can't happen. So, and, you know, that's when you say there's going to be some roster turnover, there must be. There must be roster turnover because you've got to upgrade your talent. You've got to find somebody that looks like they're capable of playing in the NBA. I'm talking about on both ends of the court. So it's like, so when I say, you know, what's going to happen tonight, these guys just gave up 111. They gave up 100. I know they scored a bunch. Mm-hmm. But 111, and they gave up 42 free throws. That means they can't guard. And that's been their problem from the word go. They couldn't guard any of the forwards for LSU. I mean, those guys just went off.
Is it a matter, Clay, of the lateral foot speed defensively?
It's quickness.
And quickness and being able to move side to side.
You know, it was funny. You know, I'll do 2 hours with Matt Jones and Phil Elson today, and it was almost immediately, you know, Matt Jones, even, you know, after he watched them beat Purdue and Duke, I don't see a lot of athletes out there. Matt knows, and he's maintained that all along. They don't have athletic ability that you've seen of late for this Arkansas team where you think, well, there's two guys that could play in the NBA. Maybe they don't. They got to get their chance. But if you go through all of Musselman's roster at Arkansas, there's NBA talent on the team. But you can't say that this year. And Battle is, you know, is an offensive force. But, man, he gives up a lot, too. So can they stop LSU? They've got to stop them some. They didn't in Baton Rouge. And I suspect that you could see a scenario, if they don't hold LSU down on points, they could have three games in a row where you total, you know, 315, 20 points. You know, I'm talking about Kentucky, LSU, and then they're going to Alabama scores 100 a bunch, and they're going to be mad. And they're going to be trying to you know, wrap up a championship. So I suspect they'll score 90 to 100 against Arkansas. Well, you can't win doing that, and Eric Musselman knows it.
Yeah, and I wonder about Caleb Battle. It's a question that has been wondered in regards to what he'll do with his future. If he will stay at Arkansas and doing that.
You watch it close. I mean, probably closer than either me or Tommy. And did it seem like he was a malcontent early, and then that's worked itself out, that he's in a good place mentally?
Yeah.
He wasn't for a while.
He just wasn't playing. I mean, when you don't play as a college basketball player, it's really difficult to, again, and I didn't think
when he got jerked out, it was because he took a wild shot.
Yeah, you know, so. or he wasn't playing defense. And Muss has been very complimentary of his defense, which has improved. He's still not
better.
Great. He's still not A.B. or Jordan or Ricky.
He's doing the scouting report.
Yeah.
That's what he wants him to do. If he says, don't let your guy go left, and you let him go left, is like, whoa, what did we talk about for 3 days?
Yeah. It's I know that's annoying for Eric Musselman, who has had really
annoying.
Good
that might not be the right word.
Yeah, there's other words.
Kind. Yeah.
There's other words that he has definitely used over the last few months.
Pissed.
In regards to this basketball team. So final Eric Musselman Live was this past Monday. So we'll hear from Muss following the game tonight, and then also following Alabama, and then we'll see in the SEC tournament when they're set up to play Wednesday. Texas A&M, by the way, plays Mississippi State tonight at home in College Station. So if they win that game tonight, Arkansas, I think, is eliminated from playing on Thursday. You need some help, not just tonight, but in Coleman Coliseum this week as well.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.